The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me on this edition of Build Your Tribe. This edition is specifically geared towards those of you who wonder sometimes if it's your personality, if it's because you're not crazy, gregarious, outgoing, comfortable in front of a crowd. If that might be the reason why your business hasn't taken off the way you would hope it had. Today, I'm going to talk to those of you who maybe consider yourself shy or more on the side of being an introvert. Before I get much further, I want you to remember this web address. In fact, if you're listening to this on your phone, you can actually keep the podcast going and you can open up Safari or whatever browser you use on your phone and you can simply type in confidencewebinar.com because I want to invite you to attend a free training. Check out my Twitter feed. Every day it's filled with comments from people that are like, Shalene, that totally helped. I really am starting to understand my own personality and it's giving me more confidence. The reason why I want to mention this now before I get into today's topic is because it's something I've talked about before and it's so easily misinterpreted. And that's being an introvert or having an introvert type personality. Now, for the record, there's so many different definitions of introvert. A lot of people talk about being an introvert or an extrovert or being shy and different personality types. And can I just say, nobody fits into one perfectly neat, precise cookie cutter definition of anything, right? We're all a blend. You have a little bit of introvert in you. There are times when you're shy. There's times when you're outgoing. And there are people who fall all over the spectrum of any of those personality types. But I would like to today speak specifically to those of us who there are times when we just feel like, oh gosh, cover the kids' ears for a second. Like you feel like you're being a jerk or you feel like you're being a bitch because you don't want to be around people. Like you need a minute. You want to lock yourself in a closet and say, can everyone just leave me alone? Can no one talk to me? Can no one look at me? Can no one ask me any questions? Can everyone just leave me alone for a minute because I need to collect my thoughts? Today, we're going to talk about how important it is to honor that and how some of you, especially those of you who consider yourself introverted or even shy in social settings, you might be missing a golden opportunity to build your own personal brand and help people and reach people and become quote unquote outgoing online. One of the most common traits of very successful online entrepreneurs is that they tend to be introverts. And I hope you find that to be reassuring. Good news. You're going to be in great company if you place yourself in that same category. Today, that's what I'm going to be talking about, and I'm going to do so on a live broadcast. Of course, as always, you can check out my live broadcast. I'd love to interact with you while I'm actually recording this and doing them on Facebook Live and on Periscope. On Facebook, I'm facebook.com/Shalene. That is my like page. And on Periscope, it's Shalene Johnson. All right, let's do this. I have had the great opportunity to meet some pretty amazing people in business. So what I want to share with you right now is my experience over the last several years, which has been such an enlightening and confidence boosting experience. And I think this is going to boost your confidence too. If you struggle with feelings of being an introvert or kind of shy, or like there are just times when you can't handle being around people. Now, if you think this is going to be valuable to you and you can't stay the whole time, I do have a webinar you can watch on how to identify if you're an introvert or extrovert. But I really don't talk too much in that webinar about how it relates to business, but that's what I want to do for you tonight. So if you can't stay the whole time, it is confidencewebinar.com. webinar.com. So over the course of the last like 5 years, I've been putting on seminars where I have really well-known experts come and share their knowledge. As I like to say, share their answers. I only hang out with knowledge sharers, like the kind of people who are, you know, keep everything tight to the breast and don't share how they're doing things, and they kind of hoard all of their answers. And by the way, I also don't hang out with people who are unwilling to share their mistakes and their missteps. I don't believe you if you tell me everything you've ever done is amazing, right? Like, I'm a skeptic, even if it's someone who I really like, because it's not possible. It's not possible. And it's not fair to give other people that expectation. So those are the kinds of people that I hang out with. I've had the opportunity to have Jeff Walker, who's really well known in the business space. He's one of the, probably the main person who's credited with creating the launch formula that you always hear about when people launch their programs, launch their books. He really developed that system about 8 years ago, maybe even more than that now. Brendan Burchard, Amy Porterfield, James Wedmore, Dr. Michaela, Sean T. Now, one thing you might not realize all those people have in common is they're introverts. Pat Flynn. Now, here's what's funny about introverts. When one introvert meets another introvert, we never believe the other person when they say, yeah, I'm an introvert too. Like, I can say that to someone, they're like, yeah, right. I'm like, no, I'm not a shy introvert. I'm an outgoing introvert, but I'm an introvert. And what I want to talk to you about is a couple of things. First of all, is to tell you or help you to identify what it means to be an introvert. But before I do, let me say this. You know, let's be honest. Nobody fits into one nice, neat little category. You have some introvert in you. You have some extrovert in you. You have days when you're shy and days when you feel like you're outgoing. There's people who make you feel insecure, and there's people who you can totally be yourself around. So like, there's no like one nice, neat little box. But I will say that there are some common traits that I've noticed amongst people who kill it online. Do you want to know what those things are? You probably already know, so I'm just going to maybe illuminate it, and maybe you'll agree with me, maybe you won't. So why do they kill it online? I think this is the reason why. From the heart, transparent, authentic, vulnerable, compassionate. Those are really common traits of introverts to a fault. It's one of the reasons why we protect ourselves by being introverted. A lot of introverts can't handle being around people in large dosages or for long extended periods of time because it wears us the flip out. Because we can't fake it. We can't fake anything. We can't fake a smile. We can't fake a conversation. We can't not connect to emotions and feeling and honesty. And like, I'm not trying to paint a picture like all introverts are like so perfect. I don't mean that, because sometimes it's like to a fault. Introverts are the type of people who they can hear a conversation in another line at the grocery store of a woman who's going through a difficult time. And an introvert will carry that with them the rest of the day. Like, it'll upset them. They'll think about it. They'll worry about it. They'll feel it. And an extrovert feels the energy of other people, and the other people's energy lifts them up and gives them more energy. So introvert and extrovert really doesn't have anything to do with being shy or outgoing, because you can be a very shy extrovert. You can also be a very outgoing introvert. That relates to how you deal with people socially. What we're talking about when we talk about introvert and extrovert is how other people's energy affects you. So most introverts, other people's energy, and this is the downside, most introverts feel drained by other people's energy because they feel responsible for other people's energy. Yep. We feel like we have to take care of other people's emotional well-being. We have to know their emotional state, even if it's strangers. And that can be a real detriment. Unless you realize that that's who you are. So most introverts, they tend to beat themselves up, because do you sometimes feel like, what's wrong with me? Why was I having fun 5 minutes ago, and now all I want to do is go home and put on my sweats and lock myself in a closet and tell everyone to leave me alone? but I was having fun like 5 minutes ago. Is this true for you? Yes. Leave me alone. And it's not that anyone's bugging you. It's not that anyone said anything wrong. It's not that anyone's done anything. And it's not that you're crazy. That's what I want you to know. It's that you only have a certain amount of energy to give the world and for yourself. And introverts tend to use a lot of their mental energy thinking about other people, feeling responsible for other people's feelings, feeling responsible for other people's circumstances, and feeling as though they must be aware of everybody's situation. Introverts often have a really hard time when people are being phony. And not phony like because they're a bad person, but because like they're uncomfortable with themselves. Introverts can spot someone who's not like isn't comfortable in their own skin, and it drives us crazy. It will take our tank from full to empty in 30 seconds because we can tell and we're like, it's okay. It's okay. What are you hiding? I'm going to love you. In fact, I don't like you right now, but if you just would like come clean and tell me who you are, if you just show me who you are, then I would like you. And so it takes us from a full tank to empty in like 30 seconds. Now, extroverts usually don't notice that. They usually are just, they love a person's energy and they're like, could you tell that like we weren't really getting the real person? He's like, no, they're very nice. I'm like, well, now I feel like a jerk, but there's something off. And he's like, no, I thought they were great. They're fun. You know, you were laughing at their jokes. I'm like, I know I was laughing at their jokes, but my brain was going a million miles an hour thinking, I don't really know who you are. And this is a bunch of phony baloney. Yeah. And sometimes you feel like judgmental and then you can beat yourself up. And then you wonder, is there something wrong with me? Am I a bad person? Do I not like people? Why is it that I like people, but sometimes I can't handle people? Why is it sometimes I want to be around people and then sometimes I want to lock myself in a room and throw away the key and make sure nobody can get in? This is to your advantage if you are trying to connect and you enjoy connecting with people, but on your terms. Then guess what? The internet is your goldmine because not a lot of people can do what you do, which is be you. And be real and not hide. And that's an advantage because people can see that, and especially those who are in tune with other people's personality. And so if you don't have the ability to be vulnerable, if you are an introvert, you're going to come across so real and authentic and from the heart when you're on camera, when you're being yourself, especially in live video. Now, you can create any kind of image and any kind of personality you want in a photo. So on Instagram, this is not an issue. You can come across as being sweet and kind and loving. You can come across as being confident and domineering and knowledgeable. You can come across as being the person who loves to have the center of attention. You can do all of that in a photo. And you can convince people that that's what you're like until they actually see you live. And then they're like, oh, that's so weird. I liked that person until they talked, right? But here's the deal. On live video, you can't put together an image. Well, you can try. You can try to be something you're not. But those are the people who don't get very many people on their broadcast, or their broadcasts don't grow. Those are the people who have a difficult time connecting. They provide great value maybe, and they can't figure out why they're not connecting. But the people who I've seen kill it in social media, whether it's YouTube or Facebook or now Periscope, the people who I've seen unlike any other time in the last 8 years of me watching online businesses, I've been in business for over 20 years. But the people who I've watched, like, I'm like, I've never seen this before in my life. I've never seen the journey so shortened as I have since the onset of live video. I've watched people earn $250,000 without an email list just by doing live broadcasting. I'm like, what? How is that possible? I've watched people quit their jobs and within a month's time making $10,000, $20,000 a month just by doing live video. No webinars, no email list really to speak of. And I'm like, I don't understand. Oh, I get it. And just by observing and looking, I'm like, I see what these people have in common. Authenticity. Yeah. And it's fast track. See, because in the past in business, what we've had to do is create content, right? We post pictures. We start an Instagram page. We post perfectly selected photos for Facebook. And then we write a really long Facebook post and we hope that people will connect with it and we can craft an image. But more so, we're hoping that people like us. We hope that people trust us. We hope that we're finding people who we can serve and we like to serve people who are just like us. And that takes a freaking long time. And then we really haven't been able to sell on social media, because if you sell on social media, you're going to lose everybody. So what I've been doing and what most everybody else has been doing is building an email list, which I still think is paramount, because this can go away, number one. And number two is I don't plan to sell on Periscope if I don't have to, right? What I would rather do is serve you. I would rather give you as much information as possible and for you to go, I like her, I don't like her, I trust her, I don't trust her, she bugs me, why she wear her hair like that, whatever. But I want you to figure it out, because I don't want to serve you if you don't get me. Case in point, we received an email from a customer this week who we explained like a couple of our policies. And I said, you know, if you don't understand that I don't need to hear from you if there's a typo in one of my emails, if you don't understand that I think that lip dubs and dancing at business seminars are just as important as networking at the bar after hours, if you don't understand that my goal is not to make you number one in business, but to make you number one in your life, then get out of the car, because that's what this ride is about. And I need space in this car for people who get that and want to be on this journey. And if you don't understand that, you know, please get out of the car now. And we got this long email letter from a lady who said that that was such violent language and that it was such a violent way to describe. And I was like, oh, I should probably add, and if you don't have a sense of humor, like, I ain't even going to slow down the car. I'm just going to open up a door and kick you out, because I ain't got time for people who have the time to write emails about my humor. Bye-bye. Like, ugh. Like, I seriously, the reason why I need that person to get out of my car is if, like, I know she's in my car, I'm not having fun because I'm worried about what she thinks, right? So I need you to get out of the car as quickly as possible, Felicia. So my point is, if you are an introvert, if you tend to have a hard time faking it, dude, you're going to do so freaking well on live video. I'm not going to ever say don't build a list, because that's your safety net. That is your go-to. That's how you serve people who have followed you once on Periscope and they don't follow you anymore, right? And I have 72,000 followers, of which probably 40,000 are sex bots that only speak in Russian, right? Like, so my point is, people don't always watch you, but when they do, I want to serve them, which is why I suggested, if this is interesting to you and you want to figure out how to make yourself feel more confident in social settings, then I invite you to attend a free webinar. You just go to confidencewebinar.com. Hey, just sign up. It's free. And I go through all the different ways to identify whether you're an introvert or extrovert. And of course, you can be both. And then what to do about it. And most importantly, for those of you who, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, there's one thing you have to work on. Like, I'm not going to ask you to change. I want you to stay what you are. But if you consider yourself shy, we have to work on that. Because that's a fear in social settings. That's not an uncomfortableness or an energy drain. That's a social anxiety that could be holding you back. And so we talk about that a lot. So if you feel like you're shy, this is a webinar I really want you to see. But if you know that, if you were to understand how to use your introvertness or your extrovertness to have more confidence, then I think you'll enjoy the webinar. The point that I want to make to those of you who are considering business, or are wondering why you haven't Periscoped, or why you haven't gone to live streaming video, or you're wondering why some people are seemingly, like, from nowhere all of a sudden dominating and you keep watching them, I'm here to tell you it's because they're real and that's going to benefit you. So if you're the kind of person who doesn't really love being around people and you're thinking, I don't know, I feel like I'm shy, maybe I don't want a Periscope. Dude, it's so up your alley. It is so up your alley. It is so up your alley. Like, people constantly ask me to speak at their events and I don't reply, oh, sorry, I can't because I'm an introvert. But that's half of the reason why I don't go. Okay, don't judge me, but I'm going to tell you the honest truth. I know that you're here, but I can stay on because I don't feel your energy. so I don't feel drained. It's just honest. I feel a little bit bad saying that, but I'm safe here. Because if I could see all of you right now, if I could really see you, I would be able to just look at some people and see somebody can walk in the room and I just know they've had a bad day. I know things aren't going well. People will always say to me, because I'm in health and fitness, they'll say, did you see so-and-so? She's gained some weight. Did you see such and such? They're looking really fit. No, I don't see that at all. I never see weight. I see happiness. I do. Sometimes I can see it in people's eyes, like when they post pictures like on Instagram, I'm like, oh, they're so sad in this picture, even though they wrote something really happy, even though they're smiling. Like, there's no way in hell that I could every day talk to 200 or 600 or 1,000 people in person. I couldn't do it. I would never want to. I'd feel drained. So this is perfect for me. It makes me so happy. It makes me so happy because I can help people, but it doesn't drain me. I don't feel like I need to crawl into a bed when I'm done. But I want you to know that, you know, I've talked to people like Amy Porterfield and James Wedmore. James Wedmore, you may know him. He's, you know, really very well known for teaching people how to be relaxed and comfortable on video. And I remember the first time he came to my house, he lives in Laguna, and he said, I said something about being an introvert, and he kind of like laughed, like, you know, like, I'm so funny. I'm like, well, I'm an introvert. You know that. Is that what you're saying? I'm like, no, I'm an introvert. He's like, no, you're not. I'm like, yeah, I am. I built my whole house so I never have to leave it. Are you kidding me? No new friends, no new friends, no new friends. And the same is true of Sean T. And you know Sean T. Like, he has to deal with hundreds of thousands of fans. And we were laughing that last year for his birthday, Sean told me that for his birthday, he checked himself into a hotel for a couple of days by himself. And I'm like, dude, that sounds awesome. How can I do that? Right? Like, so you know you're an introvert if your dream vacation is checking into a hotel by yourself, ordering room service, and never coming out for like 3 days. You know you're an extrovert if you could maybe do that for a couple of hours, but then you'd be like, okay, well, I gotta like go out and see some people, or I wanna invite some people over, or at least wanna go people watch. Extroverts love to feel the energy of others. So the extrovert in the relationship will say like, hey, let's call so-and-so for a double date. A shy extrovert loves being around people, even if they don't necessarily wanna be the center of attention. They like feeling other people's energy. But extroverts really enjoy other people's energy, and they feel a little uncomfortable when they're by themselves for extended periods of time. Extroverts tend to want to collaborate. They tend to enjoy meeting new people, even if they're, you know, kind of shy. Extroverts, if they're going to take a long ride in their car, they would kind of like to have somebody with them. Whereas an introvert's like, oh, thank, I get to be by myself for 5 hours in my car. Hooray. But I've found that most very creative types are introverts. And I think it's because, and this is so hypothetical, I do not know. I am not a neuroscientist. It's just my own personal observation. I'm curious if you agree. But I think that it takes so much mental energy to be creative. And the energy that it takes to feel other people's energy, you kind of have to decide where you're going to expend your energy. So if you're really creative, you need alone time, a lot of it, to kind of make sure you have enough in the tank. And as I said, of course, yes, you can be both. But I think most of us can identify that we are our best in one of those modes. We tend to feel our best when we're either, you know, around people or we're by ourselves. And that doesn't mean that you should, you know, move off to a cabin in the woods if you're an introvert. But it does mean that it's really important that you're mindful of it and that you don't feel bad about it. My introverts, here's my suggestion for you. This is the action step that I want you to take. I want you to be aware in what situations it drains you to the point of feeling exhausted and sad. I want you to be aware of those situations. And I want you to have the confidence and courage to be able to have some vulnerability and share that with the people you need to share that with. I want you to have the courage. I want you to have the audacity. I want you to have the self-care and the self-love to know that you're going to be a better person. You're going to be a better spouse. You're going to be a more creative entrepreneur. You're going to be a more productive team member if you just share with people how it is you're best able to deliver your energy. So if you're an introvert, you need to schedule a little bit of time every day when it's just you. My friends who are wondering how you can crush it in business and you have these tendencies, I'll tell you how. Get on live streaming video and just be you. Don't talk about your business. Talk about whatever is on your mind that day and connect with people, because we are all so desperate to find truth. We are so desperate to find people who are authentic and real and can cut the baloney and cut the BS, that it doesn't matter what you're talking about. It probably shouldn't be about your business. You should just connect with people. And eventually they're all going to say, what is it that you do anyways? Talk about what it is you want to talk about. Talk about one topic, scope for 5 minutes, do a 5 minute Facebook live video and just tell us what's on your mind. Give us your opinion. Be real. Be you. Tell us about something that happened that day and how you're dealing with it. Just be you and be authentic, and people will find you and they will connect, because we are all so desperate. It's true, to connect with people who are like us, because it's so much easier when we find people who are like us. Okay, so I have to interrupt and explain what happened after I ended my Periscope. So I ended it, and my husband, who, as I've said, is an extrovert, which means he needs to be around people, was like locked in the other room. We're staying in a hotel. And I ended the Periscope, or at least I ended the part that I was going to put on the podcast. And I was still talking to Periscope when Brett came out to announce to me, or explain to everybody who was still on, that I certainly had painted a picture like introverts were the most amazing, special people on the planet, and that extroverts were just like these fun, crazy party goers who didn't care about others. So I have to include this for you, especially for those of you who are extroverts, because Brett makes some awesome points. And I know those of you who are extroverts are going to rejoice in Brett's take on my Periscope. So tell me, extroverts, what are some of the struggles for extroverts? Tell us, Brett, I'm interviewing you.
Like, just the opposite. Like, I'm going stir crazy in that room by myself. we've been in this flipping hotel.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
For like, I don't know, we've been in this hotel for 5 hours, literally. And I've been laying at this spot, like flipping the channel, hoping the channel comes on my laptop, like doing like work. And I'm just like, and she's sitting here, and she's going to watch like scopes by herself for hours. She like, you hoarded
I wasn't scoping though. I was working.
You were hoarding in on a couple other people's scopes. You know how you bar hop? Us extroverts like to bar hop, right? We go to different bars, see different people. Introverts like to scope hop. We're just sitting in here in this quiet hotel.
He's an extrovert online and offline.
Like our daughter is working, like she's with our track team.
Yeah.
And like my first impulse right now is, because I'm two things. I'm an extrovert, and I'm also a person that like needs to take care of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But here's the problem for me right now. Like Shalene's in here scoping and I'm in there. I can't go anywhere. Like I can't come out here and go, I'm out of here. I'm in Boise. I need my bride to go with me. Right? But my first impulse is, let's go get food for all the track team. Let's go take them somewhere. Let's be around all those girls and that energy and hear their stories and laugh and stuff. But she's like, I'm staying right here.
I need a really good reason to leave.
I know right now we're in a hotel room and we're in Boise and there ain't nothing to do out there. It's like 20 degrees.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So probably we're not going out to see people tonight.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you and I aren't going to go see a group of people. We're not going to go see the girls. We're not going to go like hang out with some other parents or anything like that. Right?
Okay.
No way we're doing
no.
that. So we're probably staying in this room. So my thing is, like, if we're staying in this room, I'll do a little bit of work, but I want to go to sleep. Like, it's 9 o'clock at night. Let's just go to bed. You recharge because now you're alone in a room. She'll sit out here in a hotel room till 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll wake up to go to the bathroom and she's still out here like screwing around on the internet. Usually the credit card gets hit a lot. Yes.
Oh my God. You're ruining my reputation.
You do a lot of shopping online when you're alone in a hotel room.
I don't need to be alone in a hotel room to do a lot of online shopping.
But that's what you
I can be alone in my bed to do a lot of online shopping.
And Shalene typically just goes, I need to go lay down.
Yeah, I'll say that. Or also, like, I need to be by myself.
I need to be by myself. I need to go lay down. I get to a point, though. I'm an extrovert with limitation. Like, I'm just
people
done
bug
with people.
You. Yeah, people bug you. That's all.
People can get to, like she was saying, like, I can walk into a party and see somebody's, like, face
yeah.
or like this and know something happened to them. Like, I can talk to them, and I usually pick up on that. Like she was saying, most extroverts just keep talking. Like, I'll pick up on it. Yes, after a while, I do.
Okay, and then what?
Then I'm just done with people. I'm done.
But see, the difference is you don't feel responsible.
No.
If they're sad or something.
Yeah, I'm a jerk. See, there you go. No. With those introverts. Like, we introverts are the responsible ones. We're the ones that are going to care after the person in the corner that's had a bad day. Extroverts, they could care less. That's what you just said. Tell you what, you need an extrovert to have a good party.
Thanks so much for joining me on this special edition of Build Your Tribe, featuring my fantastically extroverted husband, Brett Johnson. And my apologies to any of you who are extroverts who felt like I might have been showing favoritism towards my introverts. You know what? It takes all kinds. And thankfully, introverts have extroverts to balance things out. And Brett's right. If you want a great party, you better invite some introverts. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for spending this time with me. It is always my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and be done. We're done, y'all. We out. I'll see you next time.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.